The pasuk towards the end of this week's parsha, when Yosef finally meets Binyamin, describes an extremely emotional scene. Vayimahar Yosef. Yosef had to rush out, ki nichmaru rachamav elachiv, because he was overcome with emotion, with mercy, with rachamim for his brother. Vayivakish livkais. In fact, he wanted to cry. Rashi explains ki nichmaru rachamav shalu. He asked him, yeshcha ach min ha'im? Do you have a brother who's a real brother, a full brother? I'm like, yeah. I have a brother. We don't know where he is. Yosef asked him, do you have any sons? I'm like, in fact, yes. I have 10. I'm like, mashmam, what's their names? He told them each one of their names, and their names were all odd-sounding names. What is the meaning of these names? What are the meaning of these names? And Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Saita, goes through every single one of the 10 names that Binyamin named every single one of his 10 sons after some aspect of Yosef, his long-lost brother, that he was missing. Amalei, he told them as follows, Kulam Hashem Achi v'hatzaras asher mitza'uhu. All 10 of my sons are called after my brother and all of the travails that befell him. Bela, for instance, my oldest son was Shenivla ben Hu'umais. My brother was swallowed up amongst the people, the nations. Becher, Shaya Bechar Le'imai. He was the Bechar to his mother. Ashbel, Sheshavai Kel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu imprisoned him. Geira, Shenez Geir Bachsanya. He had to convert. He was extremely sweet. Achi v'roish. Achi haya v'roishi haya. He was my brother, but he was my head. Mupim mipi abi lamad. He learned from my father. V'chupim shle ra chupasi. V'le reisi ani chupasi. Etc., etc. And if you really analyze these 10 names, 9 out of 10 describe the troubles that befell Yosef. He was captured. He was imprisoned. He was enslaved. He was missing. He was great. One describes Yosef's actual personality. One describes Yosef's actual character. And that is Naaman. Shaya Noyim be Yosef. He was extremely sweet. He was extremely pleasant. Noyim be Yosef. What's interesting is that this description of Yosef's core character comes in at number 5. There are 4 descriptions of what happened to Yosef subsequently that come before Naaman, and then there's descriptions of what happened to Yosef afterwards. Smack in the middle, number 5 is the only one of the 10 that we would say describes Yosef's personality at the core, not something that happened to him, not a travail that he went through in life, not a misfortune that he went through, not a result of his being sold down the river, but rather a core description, a etzem dikazach. How come the core description, the description of Yosef's atzmius, his ni'imus, his pleasantness, his midas, his ingrained midas, how come that comes in at number 5? Fascinating kasha. If you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Chav Dalet brings, Amr Abayshia, my deksiv, what is meant in Zechariah's Nevuah, v'ekach li eshtei maklois, Hashem said, I will take my 2 sticks. Le'echa karasi noyam, to one I refer to as noyam, pleasant. U'le'echad karasi chayvlim, and to one I describe as destructive. Noyam, what's noyam? Eilu talmidei chachamim she'be'eretz Yisrael. This is referring to the Eretz Yisrael diker talmidei chachamim she'man'im en zeh lezeh b'halacha. That they're pleasant, they're supportive, they help each other in halacha. Chayvlim, eilu talmidei chachamim she'be'bavel. That's referring to the talmidei chachamim in Bavel she'machablim zeh lezeh b'halacha. That they slug it out in halacha, and they duke it out until they come up with an emes. We see from here that the yisoid of ni'imus is not simply to be a pleasant person, although of course one has to be pleasant to be a na'im. But the yisoid of ni'imus is that when a person is in a confrontational situation, when a person is in an adversarial situation, when a person is in a stressful situation, that is when ne'imus is put to the test. And if a person is a no'im, even under such circumstances, and not only is he a no'im, on the contrary, he brings out the best in others. He uses these confrontational situations to help everybody raise the level, to help everybody become a better person. In the way that this pasuk in Zechariah describes, the Talmid Chacham Sheher Beretz Yisrael, rather than argue, they bring out the best in each other. Sheman imin ze el ze bahalacha, that they bring out the pleasantness one from another bahalacha. That is the definition of the word ne'imus. Pleasantness under stress and bringing out the best in others. That is real pleasantness. Says the Talmud Rebbe Shlita, that is the pshat in no'im, in ne'imus, in this fifth name of Binyamin's son. This fifth name, Naaman, Shein No'im B'Yosef, is not in the beginning of his life. Because yes, Yosef was naturally pleasant. Yosef was naturally good. Hayanaras b'nei Bilav es b'nei Zilpa. Binyamin, Yosef took care of the downtrodden. Yosef was ne'imus. But that is not what makes you a no'im b'yoser. What makes a person a real no'im, what makes a person a no'im b'yoser, is when he's a no'im when things aren't going good, when things aren't going easy. When Yosef was younger, if he would have named his first child no'im, that would have just said Yosef was a no'im when things were great, when he was the gifted child of Yaakov Avinu who learned all his Torah with Yaakov Avinu. Then that's good to be no'im, but it's not no'im b'yoser. No'im b'yoser is after life mamish treated you unfairly. Yosef was sold down the river because of dreams which ultimately were true. Yosef ended up saving all of Klal Yisrael. In fact, he ended up saving the world. Yosef ended up being what he was, but it was all unfair. It would have been very easy for Yosef to become a not ne'imistic person, an e-no'im. But instead, he was no'im b'yoser, because a no'im b'yoser is someone who's pleasant, even in bad situations, who brings out the best in others when the situation is not good. Usually, when situations become rough, people start turning on each other and start pointing fingers. On the contrary, when things were the most bleak, when things were the most terrible, is when Yosef actually brought out the best in others. And we see this illustrated. Yosef was in jail after having been sold to Mitzrayim wrongly. He was thrown in jail super wrongly. And he was there in jail and things were terrible. But what did Yosef do? Yosef was matzachein in the eyes of his jailers. Yosef, in fact, told others in jail, Madua p'nechem zayafim hayom, Madua p'nechem royim hayom. Why are you sad today? Why does your face look upset today? Yosef, who could have easily been enoyim in jail, he could have easily played the life dealt me a bad hand card. Instead, Yosef chose to make others better. Yosef used his ne'imus under the most trying of circumstances. Says the Talmud Rebbe, that's bedafka why the son of Binyamin, named for Yosef's midah of ne'imus, wasn't his first son. It was smack in the middle of all of Yosef's travails. He was still a ne'im. That is a real ne'im. Shabbos.